This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. Time to get on our bike, and we joined once again by Claire Davis, who finished fifth at Ironman Kona 2016. Claire, welcome onto the podcast. Thanks again for chatting to us.
Thanks for having me again, Brad.
Okay, you've said to me now, our first couple of chats, that your bike is probably not your strongest. It is one or the one discipline you've had to work on pretty hard. So what are you working on right now with regards to your bike? Is there anything that you're trying to improve as we speak?
Still trying to improve on the strength side of it, and also the efficiency of the pedal stroke and things like that. So and also just riding more. I probably ride a lot less than a lot of other people who qualify for Kona do. I probably top out at maybe 300 kilometres a week, which some people would probably do in 2 days.
Do you think that is one of the issues? It's just, compared to your swim, you've spent hours and hours and hours in the water growing up. Do you think that that's what it's going to take, is just spending time on the bike, and over time it will improve?
Yeah, I think so. And a lot of people say this, you know, the key to the bike is riding more, and I totally agree.
As far as the things that you've done in your sort of short triathlon career with regards to the bike that you think have really helped, tell us a little bit about those.
So in the first half of 2016, I started to ride a lot more, do a lot more hill work, which I was living in Singapore at the time, and that's not the easiest thing to do, because I think the highest elevation in Singapore is about 100 metres above sea level. So trying to find vertical kilometres was quite difficult, but so a lot of repeats. But I think the hill repetitions and riding more and more hills definitely helped, and I had a really good day out at Ironman 7.3 Bintan, which is quite a hilly course, and I think that definitely showed that the time on the hills was definitely working.
You mentioned in our first chat about spending time on the indoor and getting some solid sort of workouts on there. What are some of the things you love doing on a bike on an indoor trainer?
I do like the big gear stuff, just, you know, trying to push the highest gear possible. So I do like things like that. Also, because when I was living in Singapore, because it's not that big, and so trying to find kilometres out on the road is quite difficult, I'd quite often be told to go out on the road for 3 to 4 hours and then finish off inside on the wind trainer and just do 3 20-minute TT efforts on the wind trainer to finish off a ride. So I think finishing off with that high quality time trial indoors definitely helps.
We spoke about alleviating boredom in the pool and how you do that. You also mentioned that you've done a couple of 6 hour really long indoor training sessions on the bike. What do you do to alleviate boredom on the indoor trainer?
Try and find a really mind-numbing movie, or a movie that doesn't need too much brain power to process, or watching sport on TV. I think on that 6 hour session, it was the AFL football grand final in Australia that day, so I was able to watch at least, you know, three hours of football, so that was quite good. But other than that, it'll just be music. I think, you know, out on race day, you're on your own anyway, so it does actually help if you can switch off from outside distractions whilst you're on the trainer and sort of get you mentally prepared for being out on the bike on your own with no one to talk to or nothing to sort of entertain you for such a long time on race day.
Yeah, without a doubt. Power, you also mentioned power in your training. Has that been a game changer for you?
Yeah, look, I don't think I use it as much as other people do. It sort of has been a bit of a late addition to my training. 70.3s, I won't ride to power. I'll race it out. It will depend on what's happening in the race. Kona was pretty much the first time that I rode to a pre-decided power, and I think that helps, because it's so easy on race day just to blow those legs off in the first 50 kilometres, you know, and then while the conditions are good, and then the conditions get worse as the day goes on, and you've burnt a whole lot of matches in that first 50K. So I think the power is really important in Kona.
Absolutely. Well, Claire, thank you so much for joining us on this edition of the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. We look forward to catching up next time out about your run.
Thank you, see ya.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to thekonaedge.com/bikeseminar now.